This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
We are going to begin today. We are going to continue today. And we are going to end today, yes, with inflation. And if that comes as a shock, well, have you seen the numbers? I mean, of course you have. The consumer price index was up 1.2% February to March, 8.5% from a year ago. That is a lot, I think, is the macroeconomic term. The reasons why we have covered also a lot. But look, the Federal Reserve has made inflation its number one priority. We know that because they tell us all the time. So surely, with all the interest rate hikes that are coming, relief is just around the corner, right? Right? Marketplace's Sabri Benishor gets us going.
Welcome to my shower.
Thank God this is radio and not TV.
We are here because this is where Harvard economist and former Treasury Secretary under Clinton, Larry Summers, says you can see the challenge of controlling inflation.
We've all had the experience of being in a shower where there's a 20-second lag between the time you turn the faucet and the time the temperature of the water changes. And it's really hard not to scald yourself or freeze yourself.
Yeah, it's still cold over here. The Fed raises interest rates to control inflation, but it takes anywhere from 9 months to 2 years for it to actually have an effect. So it's hard to know. Are you not doing enough and letting inflation get away? Or are you doing too much and sending the economy into a recession? Now, just to back up for a second, there are a couple reasons why it takes so long to see results from inflation policy.
The first is that most people don't pay that much attention to interest rates. They don't pay that much attention to the Federal Reserve.
Laura Veldkamp is an economist at Columbia.
And because we're unaware, we don't change how we behave.
Not until we start to notice things in our daily lives affected by rising interest rates. Mortgage rates are really high, or my credit card bill is extra high. And then it takes time for our reactions to filter through the economy. We buy fewer homes, we buy less stuff, companies start holding down prices, the housing market calms down. All of that takes a while, which means
we'll probably see some still very elevated inflation over much of the remainder of this year.
Alan Detmeister is an economist at UBS and used to work at the Fed. Here is the wrinkle. Some of what is causing inflation has nothing to do with the Fed or its interest rates. Things like the war in Ukraine, lockdowns in China, supply chain problems.
So the Fed's main tool of interest rate increases, which generally affect aggregate demand, is not well suited for the current inflation.
But it has to try, because who knows what's going to happen with the war and supply chains in China. Marcus Brunnermeier is an economist at Princeton.
Of course, there is hope that, you know, the energy prices might stabilize again. Perhaps a war in Ukraine will slow down, but these are only hopes.
But of course, he says, you can't base policy on hope alone. And there's no saying something else won't come up, which bumps up inflation again. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.